We're here at the 84th National FFA Convention, where our star winners have just been announced. With us, we have the star in agriscience. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Keith Bollinger from the Cochran Fulton City FFA chapter in Wisconsin.
And right now, are you a student or are you working?
I am a student. I am currently a senior at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, majoring in wildlife ecology with a minor in geographic information systems and spatial analysis.
So can you tell us a little bit about your project?
My project is comprised of a variety of environmental science projects, ranging from propagating and releasing 270,000 Gallerzilla beetles, conducting forest inventory on 800 acres of hardwoods, forested swamps, reestablishing two five-acre bluff prairies habitats, and conducting a chronic wasting disease sampling survey on white-tailed deer.
So how did you get involved in all of these things? Where does the interest come from?
Well, I come from the La Crosse-Cooley region in Wisconsin, and our area is bountiful in natural resources and in wildlife. So all my life, I had grown up around the natural resources. I was born and raised hunter, farmer, around farming, avid hunter, fisher, trapper, and just all-around outdoorsman. So that's my passion and love for the environment and to protect and preserve it for future generations came from.
You've obviously spent an enormous amount of time on this project and developed quite a passion for what you've been involved in. Where do you see this going in the future? Do you want to continue your project? Is it going to become a career goal?
My projects are all led to basically a career goal. I plan on attending grad school in the United States, and then after receiving my master's degree, I hope to obtain a job as a natural resource biologist or any research position with state, federal, or private agencies.
So being announced a star finalist is an enormous honor, and then becoming a star winner is even beyond that. How does it feel to be one of the four star winners in the United States for this year?
It's a great feeling. I mean, I can't stress how exuberant, and you really can't see how big my smile is right now, but it is just an amazing feeling. I am so proud to be where I am today.
There are so many FFA members today that are just now starting. School has been in session for 2 months, and they're just now learning what SAE projects are. They're beginning to develop those ideas in their mind. What advice would you give to fellow FFA members beginning their projects? Where do they begin? What should they look for?
Well, I started off with one project, the Purple Loosestrife Biocontrol Program, and that snowballed into everything else. After doing that project, I acquired so much opportunities from others, and I took every opportunity. So that is my advice. Be hard, work hard at everything you do. When you fail, you learn the most, and get up and keep going. Try it again, and just all around take every opportunity, because if you pass one by, you take one opportunity and that opens up five more.
Now the theme of this year's National FFA Convention is I Believe. What are some of the things that you believe have gotten you to where you've become today, not only as a star winner, but also as an FFA member, as a student, and just as a person?
Well, I believe that my hard work ethic, determination, and just all-around persistence to never give up and believe in I can do anything has basically set me off to where I am today. And I owe much of that to my mother, my father, my family, and every FFA member and every FFA advisor, you know, my FFA chapter advisors, state advisors, and any teacher who has helped me in any way, and just any professional that I have had any contact with. They have all melded me into what I am today, and I thank all of them for what they have done for me.
What final message would you like to leave with FFA members today?
My final message is that, you know, anyone can be in my spot. Anyone can. If you work hard, if you do what you're supposed to, and just all around try to be the best person you can be in the spot where I am today.
That was Keith Bollinger, your star in agriscience at the 84th National FFA Convention.